This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs Police Department is increasing efforts to be more transparent with the community. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The department plans to share video and facts with the public when police fire their weapons and kill or injure someone. The video briefings can include 911 audio, police body cam footage, and photos of evidence, as long as the police chief considers the encounter appropriate. Police say the significant event briefings will be released 21 days after an incident, unless blocked by a court order. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers may eliminate standardized social studies tests in elementary and middle schools. The tests are given only to about a third of students to gauge how the state is doing overall. Teacher and Democratic State Senator Janice Marchman is sponsoring a bill to do away with them. She says the tests add to student and teacher stress without helping them master the subject.
When it comes to those types of computerized tests that are so standardized, so many students struggle. Students who have the ability, but when they test, they don't do it well.
When the tests are given, they cost the state about $1 million a year. The bill passed its first committee Monday. More than 22,000 Colorado families have signed up for the state's new universal preschool program. School districts typically screen and place young children with disabilities, but CPR's Jenny Brundine says the preschool application asks for what is called an IEP.
That's an individual education plan, a learning plan that lays out services a child is supposed to get. The problem is, most families have never heard of that term because children don't get IEPs until they enroll in school. So districts are concerned many children won't get identified.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. A mostly sunny day across Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.